Henry James was an American, and he remained an American until very late in his life. But he was someone who absolutely saturated himself in European cultures, particularly France and Italy, as well as England. And many of his stories, he became famous really for writing stories about the confrontation between the old world of Europe and the new world of America. And in Portrait of a Lady, there are various versions of that. We have Isabel Archer, the American, being snared really by the ancient wiles of Europe, a hugely innocent woman who is caught in the webs of European deceit and almost Renaissance Machiavellian evil that happens to her. But on the other hand, we also have a figure like Henrietta, who is an emblem of American modernity, someone who is associated constantly with technology. She's always typewriting, she's always on trains, she's always in cars, this kind of sense of someone who is associated with technology. I think Henry James feels very ambivalent about that. He associates America with technology, with business, with trade, with money, with thrusting, phallic business like Goodwood, the figure of Goodwood. And yet, America is also free from these social constraints, these really suffocating worlds that enclose, increasingly entrap Isabel later on in the book. So I think the relationship between the old world and the new world is a really complicated dialectic in Henry James. There's a sense in which one is money and one is culture, one is freedom, one is constraint, but those aren't ever straightforward. They modulate and change according to how we look at that relationship and the advantages and disadvantages of being free of social constraints or of being having all of the advantages of European culture and knowledge, for instance.